On a cold, sunny Saturday, more than 75 healthcare workers and community members stood outside the Providence Kodiak Island Medical Center. They held signs protesting proposed changes to the workers' paid time off.
Our basic hope for the negotiation is that we can just maintain our current benefit. It's called going back to book.
That's Genevieve Cook, a physical therapist and Alaska Medical Employees Association organizer. Taking a break from pouring hot chocolate for demonstrators, she explained that the proposed changes would mean about 10 working days or 2 weeks less paid leave. Providence St. Joseph Health, the corporation that manages Kodiak's medical center, operates 51 hospitals across the country, several of which are going through similar labor disputes. The new benefit plan has been implemented in many of those facilities, including in Anchorage.
I reached out to people in Anchorage to say, you're on the new plan, how's it going? And they said, you know, employees are coming to work sick, they don't want to use their vacation days, they feel like they have fewer vacation days in general. So I haven't reached out to anybody that's been happy about it.
As a trade-off for reduced leave, hospital administration has proposed giving employees disability payments for short-term absences. But Cook says it's a cumbersome process that doesn't work well in practice.
In addition, the short-term disability plan wouldn't kick in until after you're sick for 7 days. So that's a real rare circumstance as opposed to...
Union members up and down the sidewalk outside the medical center voiced concerns about benefit cuts, from reduced morale and diminishing quality of care to the difficulty of traveling off and on the island with reduced vacation time.
You know, they're overworked, so the effects that they'll have is just coming to work sick and affecting their patients, and I think the morale will just go down.
Our time is very valuable here in Kodiak. It takes a long time to get off the island and to get back on, and the weather is just so unpredictable. The employees, the caregivers, really feel very strongly about keeping our benefits the same, not losing those hours.
It's already hard to recruit people to come here. It's already hard to retain people, and so when you just keep cutting, it makes it that much harder to get people to come and stay.
Hospital CEO Gina Bishop released a statement saying administrators respect the rights of union employees to demonstrate and, quote, our preference has always been to reach a mutually acceptable agreement constructively and in good faith, end quote. Bishop wrote that they remain committed to ensuring an exceptional workplace experience for their caregivers. Bishop was not available for further comment by broadcast time. Since the Kodiak Union's contracts with Providence expired last February, union employees have been working off of a series of temporary contract agreements. The last one expired in October after negotiations came to a standstill. Since then, caregivers say they've been working under the same contract terms, only without a signed contract. AMEA employees voted unanimously on Saturday to authorize a strike, but organizers like Allison Horn say they continue to hope for success at the negotiating table.
I would love to see Providence come to the table with a little bit more, like, a willingness to negotiate with us. I just feel like every single time we've been at the table, it's the same thing. And we've tried many creative ways to say, like, okay, we would take that if we could come up with a way to kind of make up for this loss. But there's nothing that has worked thus far. So
the union is slated to reopen contract negotiations with Providence this week, after which they will decide how to proceed. If they do choose to strike, they'll need to give the hospital a 10-day notice. Reporting in Kodiak, I'm Kavitha George.